Lesson 14, The Gift. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Yud, the 10th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. Mishnah Yud. Shemaya v'avtayon kiblu mehem. Shemaya and Avtayon received the tradition from them. Shemaya omer. Shemaya said, Ehav et hamalacha. Love work. Usena et harabanut. Hate lordliness. Ve'al titvadat la rashut. And don't become overly familiar with the government. This Mishnah seems to be recommending that you be industrious and keep away from positions of power. Love work, hate lordliness, and don't associate with the government. Interestingly, the word here for lordliness is rabbanut, the station of rabbihood. But if this Mishnah were telling people not to be rabbis, or not to be leaders at all, this would directly contradict another Mishnah that we haven't learned yet, Perek Bet, Chapter 2, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6, in which Hillel says, in a place where there are no leaders, strive to be a leader. So which is it? Should we strive to be leaders, rabbis, government officials, and so on, so that we can help create good in the world? Or should we stay away from all that and just do some nice, honest work, like growing vegetables or building houses? The Talmud and Tractate Pesachim 13a clearly supports the idea that you should accept whatever work you need to in order to earn a living. It says, skin carcasses in the marketplace and support yourself with the pay, and don't say, I am a Kohen, I am a priest, or I am a great person and this work is below me. Do whatever work needs to be done with the right intention and leave arrogance behind. But what about the great work of leadership? Isn't that also necessary and potentially beneficial to humanity? Midrash Shmuel explains that it's not saying you shouldn't be a rabbi or a leader. That would be absurd. What it's saying is you should love the work of leadership, but not the rabbanut, not the prestige of leadership. In other words, this is a Mishnah about kavanah, about having the right intention. Do your work out of love and passion for the work and for being of service, not for how the work will enhance your ego. So for this chant, let's use a phrase that comes from the Book of Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 29. Se'u mincha uva'u lafanav. Bring an offering and come before the face of the divine. These words were sung by King David in ecstatic praise while the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the tent that David had prepared for it before the temple was built. But for our purposes, this verse is a reminder that the Ark of the Covenant, the place where the divine message is written, is here and now. Whatever you're about to do, you can bring your actions as a mincha, an offering, a gift to the divine, to this moment, and come before the divine face. How do you come before the divine face? Simply by remembering that everything that presents itself in this moment is the divine face. It's the way reality is manifesting now. Offer yourself to it. Give of yourself to it. By doing so, you also offer up the burden of being separate, the burden of being a name, a body, a form. Instead, you are also literally the Word of God. You are breathed into existence by existence. You're part of the way God manifests in the world. Let's learn the words. Se'u means bring or take. Say se'u. Mincha means gift or offering. Say mincha. Uvau means and come. U is and, vau is come. Say uvau. Lifanav means before it, but it literally means to its face. L is to, fan is like the word panim, meaning face. So lifanav is to its face. The meaning is, you are coming before the face of the divine, which of course is everything in this moment. Say lifanav. Here's the melody. So mincha uvau lifanav. So mincha uvau lifanav. Let's sing that. So mincha uvau lifanav. So mincha uvau lifanav. Now let's add some movement. For the first part, su'u mincha, take an offering. Open your hands, palms in front of you, as if you're offering a gift. Let's try that. Lift your hands in front of you, palms up, offering a gift, singing. So mincha. Again. So mincha. For the next part, uvau lefanav, come before the face of the divine, bring your hands to your heart, palms together in prayer pose. Let's try that, bringing your hands to your heart, palms together in prayer pose, and sing. Uvau lefanav. Again. Uvau lefanav. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Find a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. Now, if you're able to do the movements, let's sing with the movements. Open your hands, palms in front of you, offering a gift. Su'u mincha. And bring your hands to your heart, palms together in prayer pose. Uvau lefanav. And open your hands, palms in front of you, offering a gift. Su'u mincha. Hands to your heart, palms together. Uvau lefanav. And continue with the movements as we sing. Su'u mincha uvau lefanav. 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 So mincha uvo lefanav. So mincha uvo lefanav. And let's move into meditation, awakening of the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart and chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness fill your whole body. Chanting Na'aseh, we will do. Na'aseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead. Nishma, we will hear. Venishma. And kiss your fingers. Relax your arms as we come into the practice of presence. Gently repeating Atahu in your mind. And when you feel ready, let your mind release the Atahu chant, opening to the simplicity of just being present. And when you notice your mind wandering, no judgment, just simply bringing your mind back to Atahu, Atahu, Atahu. And take a nice deep breath, moving out of stillness back into activity with awakening the three centers. Hand to your heart. Lecha. Hand to your belly. Awareness in your body. Naase. And touching your forehead. Venishma. And as you come back into your day or your night, try bringing yourself back again and again to this kavana, this intention of offering your words and actions as a gift to the divine, a gift to reality, a gift to this moment, and see what happens. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidei Hon, Val Tamidei Tamidei Hon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lahon ulahon shlama rabba china vechista verachemin vechayin arichin umezone reviche ofarkana min kadama vohondi vishamayeva ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru Amen.